Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What this podcast really showed me is that the relationship between us as influence marketers and our clients is more complicated than I thought. So let's take a short trip to the dark side and drill down on what that looks like. First off, these relationships are more than scheduling specific posts on behalf of our clients. We have to deal with exclusivity, as well as giving these clients a voice in what else we promote. Here's a possible nightmare. What if the brand who hires us for dedicated posts sees our promo post about a speaking engagement as competitive? Do our clients in one area get a voice in where we speak or what else we discuss? Don't know about you, but I'm used to posting what I want, when I want. This could be an interesting transition. Another area to be wary of, creating the content itself. Now, most of us have a team of people under our control. We get the final say and approval. Not necessarily so in influencer marketing. Our client has a huge voice here. Do they get to pitch ideas to us? Do we use their teams to help, especially if we don't have those skills the client wants in our wheelhouse? How many revisions do they get? What are the expectations for leaving the content up on our platform? And how do they get to use the content? This is very different than being a writer or posting content on an organization's platform to promote their event. My hot take? Many of us are content machines. We are used to calling all the shots. These influencer marketing opportunities can force us to let other voices in our content marketing efforts. So the bigger question, how collaborative are we really? The answer will show us the viability of this revenue stream. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.